Miguel Hernandez University, B1 Listening Test, September 2014. I am going to give you the instructions for this test. I shall introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 3 minutes at the end of the test to check your answers and copy them onto the tables provided. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at task one. You will hear 6 different people talking about their holidays. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list B to H, which place each person has visited. You will hear each piece twice. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters that you do not need to use. Speaker 0 and letter A has been done for you as an example. You now have 1 minute to read the sentences below.
Speaker 0.
I used to come here when I was a child because my parents loved animals and they wanted me to take care of them and learn to protect the environment. There is a small house over there where we sleep. In the morning, I don't need to set the alarm because the peacock always sings at 7 a.m. and the pigs and the cows eat at the same hour. So you can imagine how loud they all can be at the same time, especially if they're hungry.
Speaker 1.
Seeing all these animals on the internet is one thing, but when you're so close to them, it's just amazing. I've already taken hundreds of photos. You almost feel you can touch them. However, it is a shame they have to live in such small cages, with all those people shouting at them and touching the glass all the time. To be honest, I would rather see them in the wild.
Speaker 2.
It's so incredibly peaceful out here at this time of the day. You can hardly see or hear anybody. It would be very easy to fall asleep and wake up miles from the harbour. However, I am sure that in half an hour there will be hundreds of children here with their parents after the breakfast buffet, waiting for the pools, the music, and the daily activities to start. I cannot believe we are in the middle of the sea. This looks like a 24/7 disco.
Speaker 3.
I have never seen so many famous masterpieces in the same building. There are so many different rooms organised by ages, styles and artists that I don't know where to start. I've already visited the Room for Modern Art and the temporary exhibition of artists from the Gothic period. Since I don't know if I will be able to see all of it, I think that will be my excuse to visit this city again in the future.
Speaker 4.
We're so far from the city that we can see all these stars shining bright in the sky. Sometimes you need to get away from the urban jungle and breathe some fresh air in the middle of nowhere. The only disadvantage I can think about is the fact that you have to sleep in a sleeping bag and share your tent. But it's worth coming here just to tell stories around the fire.
Speaker 5.
I love this kind of holiday, just sunbathing and having a swim from time to time. This place is so big, I just run into the pool whenever I get too hot. Nevertheless, this is like a paradise, and unfortunately we are not able to leave the hotel because the surroundings are said to be dangerous. The golden sands stretch for miles, and we cannot enjoy them. Next time I will think twice before I choose a holiday destination.
Speaker 0.
I used to come here when I was a child because my parents loved animals and they wanted me to take care of them and learn to protect the environment. There is a small house over there where we sleep. In the morning, I don't need to set the alarm because the peacock always sings at 7 a.m. and the pigs and the cows eat at the same hour. So you can imagine how loud they all can be at the same time, especially if they're hungry.
Speaker 1.
Seeing all these animals on the internet is one thing, but when you're so close to them, it's just amazing. I've already taken hundreds of photos. You almost feel you can touch them. However, it is a shame they have to live in such small cages, with all those people shouting at them and touching the glass all the time. To be honest, I would rather see them in the wild.
Speaker 2.
It's so incredibly peaceful out here at this time of the day. You can hardly see or hear anybody. It would be very easy to fall asleep and wake up miles from the harbour. However, I am sure that in half an hour there will be hundreds of children here with their parents after the breakfast buffet, waiting for the pools, the music, and the daily activities to start. I cannot believe we are in the middle of the sea. This looks like a 24/7 disco.
Speaker 3.
I have never seen so many famous masterpieces in the same building. There are so many different rooms organised by ages, styles and artists that I don't know where to start. I've already visited the Room for Modern Art and the temporary exhibition of artists from the Gothic period. Since I don't know if I will be able to see all of it, I think that will be my excuse to visit this city again in the future.
Speaker 4.
We're so far from the city that we can see all these stars shining bright in the sky. Sometimes you need to get away from the urban jungle and breathe some fresh air in the middle of nowhere. The only disadvantage I can think about is the fact that you have to sleep in a sleeping bag and share your tent. But it's worth coming here just to tell stories around the fire.
Speaker 5.
I love this kind of holiday, just sunbathing and having a swim from time to time. This place is so big, I just run into the pool whenever I get too hot. Nevertheless, this is like a paradise, and unfortunately we are not able to leave the hotel because the surroundings are said to be dangerous. The golden sands stretch for miles, and we cannot enjoy them. Next time I will think twice before I choose a holiday destination.
Now look at task 2. You will now hear two different interviews. For questions 6 to 15, choose the best answer, A, B or C, according to what you hear. Interview 1. Listen to James talking about his blog about technology. For questions 6 to 10, choose the best answer, A, B or C, according to what you hear. You will hear the recording twice. The first question, 0, has been done for you as an example. Now you have 1 minute to read the questions below.
Hello everyone. Today I'm in the studio with 20-year-old James, who has his own technology blog online, and it's very famous. Welcome, James. It's a great pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me, Mary.
James, what made you want to start your blog? What was your inspiration?
Well, I guess it was because of my studies, because I'm studying engineering at university. Although lots of young people there love technology, there's hardly anywhere you can read about the new mobile phones and computers if you're not an expert. We're lucky in some ways, because at least our teacher lets us choose a topic for our final project, and mine was a blog about technology for normal people. I felt we all needed somewhere to find out more about technology, so that gave me the idea.
So why do you think your blog's been so successful?
Well, I always put information on it about new devices and what major tech companies have recently presented and launched. And that's usually exactly what all the experts are using and talking about. But I believe lots of people look at the blog because they need to understand technology and read articles without complicated words and with good examples of how technology can improve our lives. And I try to explain things very clearly and with videos.
And James, did you have problems setting up the blog, or was it an easy task?
Well, luckily, our teacher is the administrator of the server of the university, so he gave us good advice, but it was a while before anyone contacted me, so I was worried that no one was interested. That didn't last long though, especially when I started adding more pictures and videos of laptops and tablets that I'd chosen and put together. They gave people ideas about what to buy.
And you recently produced an amazing documentary, which has more than 2,000 visits on YouTube. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. My friends and I all follow a programme on TV about how technology has changed our lives over the years. So for the final project of a subject called media production, we decided it would be a good idea to do something similar, but focused on the daily life of a student at university. My friends and I tried to copy the structure of the show and a way of telling different stories, and everyone loved it, even the teacher. We got an A, and he told us that it was the best project he'd ever seen.
James, now because of your blog, you get invited to some conferences on technology as a young lecturer, don't you? Do you enjoy that?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, I always get very nervous before talking to the audience, and sometimes I have to stop and drink some water. But when I finish, I feel I did a really good job because everybody stands up and applauds me. However, the organisers are a bit strict and demanding and make me finish quickly if I spend more time than expected. But anyway, yes, I enjoy it and I thank both the audiences and the organisers for inviting me.
Well, that's very interesting, James. Thank you for coming to the studio and telling us your story.
Thanks, Mary.
Hello, everyone. Today, I'm in the studio with 20-year-old James, who has his own technology blog online, and it's very famous. Welcome, James. It's a great pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me, Mary.
James, what made you want to start your blog? What was your inspiration?
Well, I guess it was because of my studies, because I'm studying engineering at university. Although lots of young people there love technology, there's hardly anywhere you can read about the new mobile phones and computers if you're not an expert. We're lucky in some ways because at least our teacher lets us choose a topic for our final project, and mine was a blog about technology for normal people. I felt we all needed somewhere to find out more about technology, so that gave me the idea.
So why do you think your blog's been so successful?
Well, I always put information on it about new devices and what major tech companies have recently presented and launched. And that's usually exactly what all the experts are using and talking about. But I believe lots of people look at the blog because they need to understand technology and read articles without complicated words and with good examples of how technology can improve our lives. And I try to explain things very clearly and with videos.
And James, did you have problems setting up the blog, or was it an easy task?
Well, luckily, our teacher is the administrator of the server of the university, so he gave us good advice, but it was a while before anyone contacted me, so I was worried that no one was interested. That didn't last long, though, especially when I started adding more pictures and videos of laptops and tablets that I'd chosen and put together. They gave people ideas about what to buy.
And you recently produced an amazing documentary, which has more than 2,000 visits on YouTube. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. My friends and I all follow a programme on TV about how technology has changed our lives over the years. So for the final project of a subject called media production, we decided it would be a good idea to do something similar, but focused on the daily life of a student at university. My friends and I tried to copy the structure of the show and a way of telling different stories, and everyone loved it, even the teacher. We got an A, and he told us that it was the best project he'd ever seen.
James, now because of your blog, you get invited to some conferences on technology as a young lecturer, don't you? Do you enjoy that?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, I always get very nervous before talking to the audience, and sometimes I have to stop and drink some water. But when I finish, I feel I did a really good job because everybody stands up and applauds me. However, the organisers are a bit strict and demanding and make me finish quickly if I spend more time than expected. But anyway, yes, I enjoy it, and I thank both the audiences and the organisers for inviting me.
Well, that's very interesting, James. Thank you for coming to the studio and telling us your story.
Thanks, Mary. Interview 2. Listen to Mrs. Harris talking in a job interview. For questions 11 to 15, choose the best answer, A, B, or C, according to what you hear. You will hear the recording twice. The first question, 0, has been done for you as an example. You now have 1 minute to read the questions below.
Hello, Mrs. Harris. Thank you very much for accepting to come to this job interview. Could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. First of all, I would like to say thank you for inviting me to come. My name is Anna Harris. I am 25 years old and I'm from London, although I'm living and studying in Manchester at the moment.
We have read your curriculum vitae. We find it very interesting. You know there is a position open for a nurse in our hospital. Do you have any work experience in this field?
Well, not really, because I'm still finishing my master's degree in occupational therapy after obtaining a bachelor's degree in nursing in Oxford. I came to the United Kingdom in order to look for a job as a nurse, but some private practices told me that it would be better to have a master's in order to have more employment possibilities. That's why I chose to take the master's at the University of Manchester, because they offer an in-hospital training programme that takes place during the second semester, and that could be an excellent work experience for me in the future.
And Mrs. Harris, what abilities would you say you need to have for this job?
In my opinion, being patient, nice and helpful is of vital importance. We have to take into account that we are working with sick people, people who cannot move or do things by themselves, so we must be there every time they need us. There was a time when my grandfather was in hospital and one of the nurses refused to help him go to the toilet, and I had to do it myself. Fortunately, she was the only one that did that, and the rest of the staff were absolutely great. In that moment, I decided that I wanted to be as good a professional as they were with my relative, and that's why I became a nurse. I promised I would never say no to anybody who needed my help, unlike that horrible woman.
And you have to work as a member of a team as well, don't you? Do you work well with others?
Absolutely. When I was a child, I used to say that I hated to do projects in a group because I ended up doing more than the others. However, when I came to university, I realised there is no other way to work nowadays. You might be working with the same patient for weeks, so you have to support each other and cooperate to create harmony within the team and communicate with each other, so that everybody is informed about the progress of each patient, which I find essential. It is something that you must learn at university and that almost everybody understands quickly, so I don't think it is a problem for me anymore. It depends on the other people, of course, but I think that teamwork is the key to success.
So, are you good at communicating with people then?
Oh yes, I think that's a real strength of mine. When I was at university, I ran the Students Association, so I had to be able to manage meetings, send out newsletters, improve the channels of communication with teachers, and so on. After that, I accepted a job as a volunteer in the press department of an NGO, where I put into practice everything that I had learned before. So I think that my first experience at college helped me a lot. I just hope I can keep these skills with me and apply them to my daily job in hospital in the near future, because effective communication is essential.
And now, Mrs. Harris, just to conclude our interview, if you were chosen, when could you start your position as a nurse?
Well, it depends on the date you tell me if I have been accepted or not. I am currently working part-time at a cafe in the afternoon, and my contract finishes on the 21st of June. I can't stop working because I need the money to pay the rent on my flat. Moreover, I have had to hand in my final project on the 17th of July, but that's not a big deal because there is another deadline in September, so I could postpone it. Anyway, I could quit my job at the cafe if you tell me that I can start working with you immediately. If you don't, July would be perfect then.
Okay, thank you very much, Mrs. Harris.
Thank you.
Hello, Mrs. Harris. Thank you very much for accepting to come to this job interview. Could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. First of all, I would like to say thank you for inviting me to come. My name is Anna Harris. I am 25 years old and I'm from London, although I'm living and studying in Manchester at the moment.
We have read your curriculum vitae. We find it very interesting. You know there is a position open for a nurse in our hospital. Do you have any work experience in this field?
Well, not really, because I'm still finishing my master's degree in occupational therapy after obtaining a bachelor's degree in nursing in Oxford. I came to the United Kingdom in order to look for a job as a nurse, but some private practices told me that it would be better to have a master's in order to have more employment possibilities. That's why I chose to take the master's at the University of Manchester, because they offer an in-hospital training programme that takes place during the second semester, and that could be an excellent work experience for me in the future.
And Mrs. Harris, what abilities would you say you need to have for this job?
In my opinion, being patient, nice and helpful is of vital importance. We have to take into account that we are working with sick people, people who cannot move or do things by themselves, so we must be there every time they need us. There was a time when my grandfather was in hospital and one of the nurses refused to help him go to the toilet, and I had to do it myself. Fortunately, she was the only one that did that, and the rest of the staff were absolutely great. In that moment, I decided that I wanted to be as good a professional as they were with my relative, and that's why I became a nurse. I promised I would never say no to anybody who needed my help, unlike that horrible woman.
And you have to work as a member of a team as well, don't you? Do you work well with others?
Absolutely. When I was a child, I used to say that I hated to do projects in a group because I ended up doing more than the others. However, when I came to university, I realised there is no other way to work nowadays. You might be working with the same patient for weeks, so you have to support each other and cooperate to create harmony within the team and communicate with each other so that everybody is informed about the progress of each patient, which I find essential. It is something that you must learn at university and that almost everybody understands quickly, so I don't think it is a problem for me anymore. It depends on the other people, of course, but I think that teamwork is the key to success.
So, are you good at communicating with people then?
Oh yes, I think that's a real strength of mine. When I was at university, I ran the Students' Association, so I had to be able to manage meetings, send out newsletters, improve the channels of communication with teachers, and so on. After that, I accepted a job as a volunteer in the press department of an NGO, where I put into practice everything that I had learned before. So I think that my first experience at college helped me a lot. I just hope I can keep these skills with me and apply them to my daily job in hospital in the near future, because effective communication is essential.
And now, Mrs. Harris, just to conclude our interview, if you were chosen, when could you start your position as a nurse?
Well, it depends on the date you tell me if I have been accepted or not. I am currently working part-time at a cafe in the afternoon, and my contract finishes on the 21st of June. I can't stop working because I need the money to pay the rent on my flat. Moreover, I have had to hand in my final project on the 17th of July, but that's not a big deal because there is another deadline in September, so I could postpone it. Anyway, I could quit my job at the cafe if you tell me that I can start working with you immediately. If you don't, July would be perfect then.
Okay, thank you very much, Mrs. Harris.
Thank you.
You now have 3 minutes to check your answers and copy them onto the tables provided. That's the end of the test.